Hey everyone, Bethany here. In this episode, I'm diving in to the truth about being stuck. You know, stuck is a choice, and we're going to kind of get into the details about that and look at the things in our lives that we know we want to do or know we need to do and don't do. So let's get after it. I'll see you on the inside. Hey again, Bethany here. All right, let's talk about why we don't have what we want in different areas of our life. So if you think about your life and all the areas, in your health, in your physical, your mental health, in your finances, in your spirituality, in your primary love relationships, in your work, and the way you give back, are there any areas of your life where you know you don't have the results that you want, that maybe you even feel stuck? A lot of times we know that there are things we should do, but we tell ourselves things like, well, I'll start at the beginning of the month, or I'll do it after the new year, or I'll wait after the weekend. I'll eat healthy on Monday. Yes, I'll start that on Monday. Or, you know, I'll just get through this big deadline and then I'll start spending more time with my family. But this work deadline is really important. Or maybe I'll start my own business when I can really figure out how to do all the steps to market it perfectly. Or maybe I'll start a podcast when I can go through 3 different trainings on it and find someone to help me. And then I'll record 25 episodes before I publish anything. Or maybe I'll have time to work on that idea or that dream I have or that big thing that's on my heart that I don't tell anyone about. I'll be able to do that someday when the kids are grown or when I get that big bonus at work. Or I'll do that. Yeah, I know when. I'll do that someday when I retire. Do you see the pattern? Do you hear how we put off living in an effort to just exist? We have things that we want to do, but we just push it down the road, push it down the road, push it down the road. And what happens? Well, you guys, someday never comes. We don't get healthy. We don't live our priorities. We never leave that job that is life-sucking for us. We don't get rid of those toxic relationships that drive us crazy, but we keep going back to. We settle. And eventually, we convince ourselves that all of it's okay. And we forget how to dream altogether. I have goosebumps, literally, as I say those things to you, because I have watched this happen. When I was in senior living, I sat with people when they were at the end of their lives, and I heard them say over and over the regrets they had for not living big. Now, they didn't say those words exactly, but what they did say was, I had a good life, but I really just wanted to be a teacher. Or, I always wanted to adopt, but I was afraid to. Or I always wanted to travel, but my husband didn't enjoy it. Or I always XYZ. You fill in the blank. Every single person, except there was one. In my almost decade of working in the senior living industry, and I'm a nurse, and so I spent a lot of time, at least in the beginning, with people as they were ending their lives. They were nearing the end of their lives. So I spent time with the families. I listened to them one-on-one, and I've experienced this, okay? So there was one individual. Her name was Maxine. And when she was nearing the end of her life, she didn't have the what ifs because she had lived full out. In fact, when her husband passed away suddenly, she bought herself a little motorhome and took off and traveled the U.S. alone. Now, some of you might be thinking, okay, that's crazy, and that's fine. If it's not your dream, that's okay. But what is your dream? What is something that you want to do? You guys, it doesn't have to be famous or be on a stage or to have some huge platform if that's not what you want. It can be something as simple as you want to give back to the community by volunteering at the hospital, holding babies in the NICU. Or you want to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. Or you want to become a foster parent. I mean, I don't know what your big dream is, but I do know that there is greatness inside of you. There is a one in like 400 trillion chance that you're here right now in this place, in this time, in this century, here. And I promise you that if you're hearing me, that you have purpose and there is hope and you can do amazing things. It's time to stop pushing your dreams down the road. It's time to remember your dreams if you've forgotten them. It's time. Life is happening right now. Right now. Don't wait to live. Life is happening right now. Consider this your sign. What area in your life do you need to shift? What things do you need to let go of? And what things do you need to grab onto in order to live the life that you love, to have the fitness level you want, to have the spiritual connection you want, to have the marriage and the friendships and the lifestyle that you desire? What is that? And I guarantee you, no matter what your answer is here, it starts with shifting your beliefs. And you can't do that without having new awareness. And yes, it takes work. And yes, sometimes it can be scary, but there is so much freedom on the other side. And you are worthy of the shift. Whatever it is right now that you're thinking of, you are worthy of that. And if you're hearing me and you're like, I don't even know, I've forgotten how to dream, I've just been beaten down for so long, it's okay. It doesn't mean the dreams are gone or that you don't have dreams. It just means we have to uncover them again. You have to be willing to be open-minded to make the shifts to find the dreams again. If you can't tell from my voice, this is something that I am fired up about. I spent a lot of years in a place where I was the victim. I felt like I was the victim of this life and that people just got dealt a better life than I did. And I was destined to be mediocre and play small. And what I didn't realize, you guys, is the power that I have, the power that we all have inside of us. We get to choose our thoughts. We get to choose what we believe. And we get to create a life that we love, a big life. So I want to invite you to come be part of a 7-day shift intensive mini course. I've never done anything like this. And I'm so excited to be able to pull the 7 big shifts together. And every day we tackle a new one and we do the work. And we get unstuck, we remember our dreams, and we move forward. This intensive mini course is for ladies only. Sorry, guys, if you're listening, please share this with a woman in your life. And it's all done inside of a private and exclusive Facebook community. The actual live program starts June 21st, but if you're listening to this in real time, as it's released here before the 21st, then there's fun stuff happening inside the Facebook community right now. So join Shift. It's $47. Yeah, I know. You heard me right. $47. Okay. And the cool thing about it is once the 7 days is over, I don't close down the group. It'll keep going. You'll be able to stay connected with these amazing women who are like-minded, who are looking for a shift too. Come inside, check it out. you just go to shiftwithb.com. I'm so excited to see you on the inside of this group. I'm so excited to see how you take your power back to shift your life so it can be everything that you want. Come inside, check it out. You can find out all the details and to register at shiftwithb.com. And if you're driving and you can't get to this or write it down, no worries. It's in the show notes too. All right. I love you guys. Thanks for being here and listening. If you haven't subscribed to Dialed In, don't forget to do that. And if you have a minute, I'd love for you to leave a review. If you're listening on Apple or iTunes, it's very easy to leave a quick review. I'd love to hear from you. So take care, everyone. Until next time, take action, live big, get ready to shift, and stay dialed in.